An ordinary salmon's life is nothing less than a Herculean feat. They spend years fending for themselves and feeding in the open ocean. But it often all starts and ends in the tiniest of creeks. It's here on Pet Creek where the hired help of the Watershed Coalition are felling second-growth spruce trees to stick into the stream banks.
So we really wanted it to look natural, right?
Executive Director Rob Cadmus calls the work a sort of reverse logging.
We're not trying to create something that's new. We're trying to kind of put it back the way it would be if it hadn't been logged in the first place.
But it has been logged, heavily in the 1960s and 70s. Cutting this close to the stream isn't legal anymore, but the damage is done. So the group recently spent 2 weeks in June trying to undo it. With funds from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Alaska Sustainable Salmon, the group cut down 31 trees. The woody debris from the logs creates shade from the sun, shelter from predators, and slows down the water for juvenile salmon. Watershed Coalition biologist John Hudson explains the problem here.
And what happens to a channel is it becomes very uniform and kind of boring. It lacks all its complexity. For lack of a better term, it looks like a bowling alley, very flat and wide.
He says that lack of obstacles creates a lot of white water.
Wonderful if you're a pink and chum salmon because you're just coming up here to spawn, and then your offspring, your young, are just heading right to the ocean. But if you're a king salmon or a sockeye, and there are sockeye up here, or coho, the little fish need places to live, and they don't like bowling alleys.
Pet Creek is just one stream that the coalition is working to restore habitat on. Others include Skagway's Pullen Creek and Schweitzer Creek near Juneau. The state's done its part by removing culverts and breaching abandoned logging roads to help with fish passage. So, after all this work and more than $150 spent, how many more coho, pink, chum, and sockeye might be saved by this stream work? Hudson doesn't want to guess. He says there are too many factors impacting fish survival.
But the ocean, where they spend most of their lives, is a whole other ball game where their numbers fluctuate there. And what we did here has no effect on the ocean's ability to help salmon survive and grow.
This project won't count returning salmon, but Hudson says the science shows efforts like these increase the survival of juveniles. The coalition will keep an eye on the stream over the next 2 years.
Okay. So we're going to go with the physical monitoring. And just assume that if you build it, they will come.
The coalition is planning more stream projects, such as improving habitats and water quality monitoring in Juneau's Mendenhall Valley's wetlands and Jordan Creek. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.